Sachim chapter Mishnah 3, Aime Levana, if a person says to his sons, Harani Sheikhet es HaPesach, I will slaughter the Korban Pesach for everybody. Al Mishala Mikem Rishon Yushalam, but the one of you that comes first to Jerusalem, Kevin Sheikhnis Harishon, the one who comes first to Jerusalem, you will get the major share. So the Gemara explains that what he's saying to them is not that he's only going to give it to one son. He's going to give it to all of them, but the one who comes into Jerusalem first, he's going to be the one who will be given the Korban Pesach, and he can then allocate portions of it to the other brothers, the other sons, and so he will get kind of the lion's share, you know, the major portion of it. Yeah, and the reason the father does this is that he leaves first. He, in this scenario, he's going first to Jerusalem, and he wants him to speed up. He wants him to get there quickly, so it kind of sets a little bit of a competition railing over there to encourage them, to motivate them to get up to Jerusalem. Kavan Sheikhnis Harishon Rosh Avarubo. So the minute the first one gets into Jerusalem, and that means that his head and his shoulders passes into Jerusalem. Zacha bechelke umzake es achiv imoy. He gains his share, the greater portion, and then he gains his brother's share for them. La'olam nimnim, change of topic. La'olam nimnim alav ad shiay bo kazas l'chol echad ve'echad. Any number can join the Korban Pesach as long as there's enough that each one can get a kazas. Each one can get an olive's amount of Korban Pesach. So they've got to work it out. If there's a lot of them to eat a particular Korban Pesach, they've actually got to make a calculation and make sure that everybody can get at least a kazas of the Korban Pesach. Nimnim u'moishchen es yadeh mimenu ad shiyishchot. And then once they are registered for a particular Korban Pesach, they can withdraw, according to the first opinion, until it's slaughtered. The minute it's slaughtered, that's it. They're fixed and they are on that particular Korban Pesach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, Ad Sheyizrak Alav Es Adam. He says, not when it's slaughtered, a little bit later when they throw the blood. At that point, the group is fixed. Brings over at the end that the loch is not in accordance with Rabbi Shimon. So the minute the Korban Pesach is slaughtered, whoever was registered on that group, it's now cast in stone. Yeah, that's cast in stone, and they can't withdraw from the group anymore.